Says a draft cheating that way for Christmas Eve.
No, radio.
Says draft cheating. I don't think it should be. I'm not sure that I should do a.
Do this radio.
Remember you said you wanted to see. Oh, yeah. I think we did very well, actually, with the Thanksgiving bank, which was simply a statement.
What do you want to do?
And I really think that's a little better than I, you know what I mean? You don't have to have your.
It was never contemplated as TV, but what counts?
Could I?
I understood this, what I asked for.
Yes.
You had raised a lot of back, doing the radio. Christmas radio thing. This one, when they were talking about use of radio. I wouldn't do a TV thing.
No, not at all. Not really, not on TV.
And I don't think you need a radio thing.
What if you need a statement?
No.
I think that it would have been hilarious, and it's, I really think so. See, we got some things developing now too with the Truman thing. I checked with the doctors up there. They think he's got 1 to 5 days now because.
The first 4 days ago, they said they had the end
of the day. Something else has happened now.
Yeah.
The liver problem is that Lukash, who knows a little bit more about some things, told me. He said they're letting him die gracefully.
Yeah.
But rather than transplanting the liver of the old man.
Yeah.
And having him live on and suffer.
Oh, right. That would be more ridiculous. I think the medical priest
will be about 4 or 5 days, or maybe one day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have that. I'm not sure that we'll do it. No. I don't think so. I don't think we ought to have a Christmas message for the nation. It isn't expected, it isn't necessary.
No. Release a statement either. That's probably better.
I just think that
Christmas is a religious holiday. It's year
it is. And also Christmas has to be Jewish
holiday. Well, that's what it means. It's a different thing. Thanksgiving
is a
political holiday. That's right.
Christmas is a religious holiday. It's very different. New Year's is something else.
No, New Year's is a calendar holiday.
Yeah. But I think Christmas being a religious holiday that
I wouldn't do any New Year's thing either because you're leading to your inaugural.
No,
that's
liver right where it is. We weren't leading to inaugural the years before, Bob. We were in a very different position.
I do have stuff for you to go through on inaugural address material.
You mean the book?
To take with you, yeah.
That's not good.
And we've got the Christmas congressional phone calls if you want to make them. And they're those based on the basis of those you've already called. Like Eastland's not in there because you've already talked to them, and you've covered that base. Stennis is in there because you haven't. There's a fair amount of Republicans in there, and you can drop any you don't want, but they're because of newly
well
committees, not newly members.
My own view is to sort of play those around to get closer to the new year.
Right.
It was more like a new year call.
Put them there if you want to do it.
Christmas is a hell of a hard time. Does it occur to me to reach a lot of these people?
It is.
And I think I should have just a feeling for a few days if I was going to have to do about it.
I think you very definitely should.
And I'm sending these speeches down that they prepared.
But get out of me feeling like it.
I may get out of it. I mean, I get out of it until I get back.
That's right.
For January, I just may not be out of
it. You don't need to. You've got to
run out of gas, too. You just want to move forward with doing it and pushing along. Fair enough.
There isn't any question that you, all of us need a break. And then you can see it all through here. The people that have been working
tomorrow,
most of this, none of us are working effectively. We're not doing what we ought to be doing now. And it isn't a vacation. It isn't a rest for the issue. It's so much that it's a break. We've been pushing awful hard for a long time.
Yeah. Well, actually, as I said, too, the election model was a good victory, a hell of a victory. And I didn't do much. But nevertheless, it was an enormous emotional tension for all. Hell, I was following it every goddamn day.
Well, you did it enormously. You didn't do a lot of campaigning. We all were pushing off
right.
Who says, well, I'm pushing other people and preventing all the problems of, you know, we were treading the goddamn treadmill on Vietnam and on the Watergate crap and all that, trying to stay on balance and that. And then we moved damn hard into this intensive period and the rest of this stuff. And just
actually, you see part of the problem. He will do better. He's had a little rest. He's pushing himself just a little bit too hard, and that's why he made those little slips.
Well, a lot of these things that we're at now, in the first place, you can't do anything in this next week or 10 days anyway, because you can't get people, you can't get stuff done, and I think we're a lot better if we get away from it and come back at it. And we're in good shape.
I think
we've got everything basically rolling.
We've got it. Certainly nobody has ever gone into a term in better shape. I mean,
hell's up.
Numbers of people, we've got the cabinet selected, we've got a lot of secretaries selected. I mean, the undersecretary selected, we've got a lot of the agency guys going. I haven't spent any time with ambassadors, but there's no damn hurry on that. We'll get at that when I get back.
I've got it here, we can do it, but there's no need to really know.
Really, I should do it.
It's better not to.
Well, when I'm thinking,
no rush on that. It's a matter of something that you can sit down and take a half an hour on, but you'll have some ideas.
Taking care of more soon.
One thing on the State of the Union, can Bill tell the leadership that you're not to make the speech, can we get that clear so they aren't expecting a
yes. The president is going to follow the same practice in this year that he had in terms of the State of the Union. However, and sending a written State of the Union and inaugural, because of the inaugural, he's going to send a written State of the Union. However, he is going to have, in addition to that, extensive bipartisan leadership meetings at the beginning of the session, that period to go over, the matters, see what I mean?
Yep.
But that we're going to have on a broad basis because of our decisions that we've made, and once we have several bipartisan meetings with the leadership, but he's not going to have a formal State of the Union, and as he did in 69, because the inaugural was bipartisan leadership meetings during first immediate after the inauguration. Just say immediately after the inauguration. That's not good. That's when we start with bipartisan leadership meetings right at the beginning. Don't you think so? Or should we?
Yeah, I think that's
I will have some.
Yeah, but
they can tell the day before. I'm going to see them first. You want to be with
let them get organized.
After Congress is organized, what he wants to have to explain is the executive reorganization, to go over the executive reorganization and the legislative priorities as he sees them, but with the leadership, the key leaders of the Congress, by both parties, on that basis. Fair enough. Now you remember, in practically sent Harlow the Wall into it before, and they used to go in the country to get much understanding, but it's not big, as you well know. Right?
Yep.
You're not going to go away, is it? Don't you agree?
Yep.
I've got a special message today on Vietnam. good ones. And I did too.
In those congressional phone calls, he has three new incoming Democratic senators, which would be worth your calling, you know, New Year's Eve or at some point, but not essential. And we'll get them in when they arrive anyway, but get the new guy from Louisiana, the new guy from Georgia, and one of the, all of whom will be
tomorrow.
Could be our people.
And Kentucky, probably.
Kentucky, that's right. Those three. In Bill figures, we can do as well with as it'd be better than
well, there would be better than their three predecessors. Yeah, well, that one wasn't much.
Now, the new guy apparently will be
Murder is not much. I mean, Cooper wasn't much.
Cooper wasn't much, and
that was an asshole from Florida.
Gambrell was terrible.
Gambrell, so you had three
that'll be good,
but three that were sold along with us. These may or may not. For a while, having carried those two trucks significantly, they may be more with us than we think. I talked to Colson about this whole business, he agrees with your view. I mean, Henry's, of course, is to get out and start fighting our way and so forth and so on. And Colson says, don't do it.
I think we're right.
Colson, well, he says at the wrong time of the year, so there isn't that much in the public consciousness and so forth at the present time. Doesn't think we're doing that much new, you know, and being bombing,
yeah, sure. That's if we launch a thing, we're going to make it. Right now, I think we're riding with that we're not doing that much new. We're really not. We're bombing bigger. But we've always bombing Hanoi before.
We've always been losing planes.
We've lost
planes. Most people are separating.
That's right.
We've been losing three or four planes on Franklin, we're going over Hanoi, we lose them all the time. We've lost thousands of planes in Vietnam. Right.
It's a damn tough to sit here and log three down in one morning, but losing three planes got you.
Let's see. Henry is totally right, though. You just can't run the military from here. Goddamn it. Why isn't it their job, that huge goddamn guy, Jesus, that boat, all the rest? Why don't they think of such a, which would seem to me obvious thing, that you don't make a milk run over the same target? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would seem to me to make sense. I understand. And it may be totally wrong. Maybe it wouldn't have made any difference. But,
it might not have made any difference, but even if it wouldn't have made any difference, it does seem like a, on the surface, so it's like a stupid thing to do.
Churchill always said, never hit.
You lose the element of surprise. If they've got adequate defenses, which they apparently do have, and they're not adequate, but they've got some effective defenses,
they're going to lose one.
We better be smart enough to try and screw them up somehow.
That's right.
But it'll help if we start moving out of the sand circle in other areas anyway. I think it's going to take a long time before this one builds up to the tough pressure point.
I told Colson that I thought horrible I have a talk with Bill. Charles Bill has a few.
I talked to Bill.
Two bills out to us. Well, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect you to. I thought that's horrible job, but that's all right.
Well, I agree that it is, but I didn't get into the two bills. But he called on, he was leaving today to go back to Kansas and called on something else. And said, everything okay? And I said, well, yeah, except the TV's putting you in a kind of an awkward position. He said, what do you mean? He thought I was talking about the national championship or something. So, well, there, you come out. Now, as Kennedy's ally on the Republican side, and saying that Congress has got to take the peacemaking away from the president, and put you in kind of a bad spot. I didn't blame him. In other words, I was blaming the media.
You said, "Oh, well, I didn't say that at all." I said, "Well, I'm sure you did. I know you wouldn't be so stupid as to come out with something like that." But they twisted what you said to put you in as a Republican who's saying, "Well, the president can keep it up for a while here. Congress is going to have to take it over if he doesn't shape up." He said, "Oh, I didn't see that." He's not really capable of quitting one, you know. I was, I was, I read, that was the very nice story of that fellow, she says an interesting thing in there, which finds a little hard to believe, though. She said she was disappointed because she had not been invited to the inauguration in 1969, or that when she requested a chance to see the two girls in 1970, that it was, their request was turned down. She explained it nicely by saying that she supposed that the aide didn't know who it was because she did not describe herself in the form of aide, etc. Nevertheless, it was my recollection, and my recollection may be wrong, but didn't we have her to church once? I mean, I'm sure I mentioned that to somebody. We had the Johnsons and we had the Wardlaws. We don't have one right now, as you know, until we won't have another one until you know, it'd be a nice thing, but you think the best thing is to invite her to a church service. Why don't we invite her to the church service, which takes place the day after the inauguration. Well, that's at high. It's basically going to be the people that come to the inauguration. John Shaheen.
I was gonna call, I was talking about the foundation package.
Yes, President Simpson's here with the group. I'll actually give you that one, I guess, but, I don't see nothing. The foundation be separate. This is a notice, it's a paper, and a notice. But this call, is that aren't the others there to stay up? To say, that's a good shot, let it go. If he wants to do it, I'll mark that on the foundation, if he raises, well, this, yeah. Give him the money from the foundation, and then he raises this, say that's fine too, see what I mean? For his sake, he bought it for something, this is our.
Right.
Because it's not on the top, and then the other thing, you just do some more of the part on the very certain, sure, this is a negative, a little trick, okay, the time, you should have talked about that, say this, so that, and now you know, we, that, this is your Ethan was mentioned, and it's perfectly all right, it's hard work.
Sure.